Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West, People's Bank, and Living Local. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'm proud to introduce the host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West, but you do that already. We have a great show for you today. Before we get to it, though, we want to hear a message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. As I said, we have a terrific show for you today. We have with us Sandra Doran. She is the president of BayPath University. Good morning, Sandra. How are you?
Good morning, George. Thrilled to be here. So thank you so much for this opportunity for a conversation.
Well, okay. The pleasure is all ours. It's good to have you with us. The subject matter for the day is the upcoming Professional Women's Conference in downtown Springfield. Kind of like our last show we had on, we're kind of catching up after a two-year hiatus, 3 years away, actually. We're talking about the Holyoke Parade last time, and now we're talking about another event, but it's more than an event. It's kind of an institution in this region, and you've been president of BayPath University since just after the pandemic started here, so you haven't had one of these yet, but you're in a position to tell us the history of this conference and its importance to the region. And why don't you start with the history?
Terrific. Well, thank you so much. We are celebrating our 25th year as the Women's Leadership Conference. And as you've said, it's really the premier professional development conference in the region. Over the course of 25 years, we have had the privilege and honor to interact with, to connect with, to lift up over 25,000 professional women around this conference. And over the course of the last 25 years, we have had just the most amazing speakers. We've had Madeleine Albright. We have had Rita Moreno. We have had Margaret Thatcher. We have had Queen Latifah. The list of phenomenal women and their impact, not just on our region, but on our whole world, has just been phenomenal. So we are really proud that we've been able to offer this kind of professional and personal growth opportunities for the women of our region. You know, George, this is such an incredibly uplifting conference. We lift each other up through our support, through offering new strategies, thinking about intentional career choices, and really building that community of leaders, an advisory group that we can go to always as professional women in our community. So it's a very exciting opportunity. We are just thrilled to be able to celebrate 25 years of women's leadership with our friends from around the region.
For those of you who may not know, this year's show is slated for April 1st. It's coming right up. This is a day-long conference at the Mass Mutual Center. You know, over the years, like you said, you've had a lot of great speakers, great breakout sessions over the years. This conference brings, I think it's more than 1,500, sometimes 2,000 people to downtown Springfield. Women and men, mostly women, but sometimes we get men. And it's a day-long learning experience, but it's also a networking time. And like you said, a time for people to come together and grow. Talk about this year's conference a little bit and start by talking about the theme this year. You had a theme, again, like the parade. This is the 2020 Women's Leadership Conference in 2022. We have many of the same speakers coming, but you had a change in theme that you said was pretty much necessary given all that's happened in the world over the last 24 months or so. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. It was necessary and very intentional. So when we think about the future of women's leadership, when we think about women's careers, when we think about the impact of not just the pandemic, but the world at large. When we think about all of these external events coming to bear on a woman's career, on a woman's leadership style, on how she's going to intentionally move forward in her career and with her own personal growth plan, reimagining possibilities really emerged as the idea that is at the forefront, I think, of most of our minds. During the course of a person's career, including women's careers, they will change jobs and careers 12 times over their lifetime. So this theme of reimagining helps all of us think about how are we going to be successful as we transition between careers? How are we going to have built that intentional community of support to enable us to think about how to be successful? What is it we're really looking for in terms of our personal growth, in terms of our professional growth? You know, George, when I consider my own career and what has contributed to my success, it is always the people, always the people. My community of advisors who challenge me into thinking about new solutions and help me strategize around solutions. And so we intentionally brought our speakers this year with this theme of how can they help us strategize around reimagining their own careers and their future potential. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. Yes, we have some of the same speakers that we had planned for in 2020, but what's exciting is they're going to be able to talk to us through this new lens mm-hmm. of reimagining possibility, reimagining career. What does it mean for my personal growth plan, including my professional growth plan?
Interesting. You're listening to Business Talk, the podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking this week with Sandra Dorn. She is the president of Baypath University. We're talking about the upcoming Women's Leadership Conference, the 25th Leadership Conference. Before we get into some of the specifics about who's coming this year, and it's a great lineup of speakers and programs, let's talk a little bit about the past 2 years, the pandemic, and the many ways it has impacted everyone, but especially women. We've heard time and again that women bore the brunt of this pandemic more than men, in many cases because they have more responsibilities. They had more of a difficult balancing act. A lot of them are in careers that are more impacted by the pandemic than by men. Kind of talk briefly about what women experienced during this pandemic and what they may have learned from it and what they can take moving forward.
That's a really powerful question because that helps lead us into the future, George. So, you know, in thinking about that question, I think pre-pandemic, and one of the things that we observed as a university and as a society is that the lines between education, family, career really began to blur. And particularly for our students, because we're a career-focused institution. Women who come to Baypath, and we're primarily a women's college, come here with this multiple lens. They have families. They want to pursue an education. They want a career that matters. And so we began seeing the blurring of these lines even before the pandemic. And what I would say is the pandemic accelerated that for them and for us. Mm-hmm. So even in our professional programs, we have noticed that there is a real longing to make sure that careers and family and education are fully integrated and have meaning. And so pre-pandemic, we saw this development. We observed it, frankly, as early as 2000, which is when we began to launch, you know, many of our graduate programs and many of our online programs. And we've seen that trend really accelerate through the pandemic. And so that's a really important learning, is that there is this accelerating blurring between the lines of people's lives. And so this contributes to our philosophy of lifelong learning. You know, we see what our students are experiencing. We listen to what our students are telling us about what's important to them. And one of the things that's really important to them is that there is this blend, so that they're learning even as they're attending internships, even as they are looking to their future careers and what it means for their families and communities. So that would be one of the first learnings. One of the second learnings is how important mentoring and internships are. And I don't mean internships necessarily in the more traditional sense of leaving school to go for 3 months, having an internship at a company. You know, that's the more traditional model. What we've learned is with the pandemic is there are so many opportunities, really national opportunities, worldwide opportunities. And we've created a platform around this where we bring together our students in a smaller internship format. So perhaps 3 weeks, perhaps 6 weeks. We currently have over 50 students involved in this internship opportunity, and they work with other students across the nation to solve problems. So really taking the more traditional model into the 21st century and making it accessible to more students who are not able, either for financial reasons, or frankly, it's a better model. So it's in response, it's adapting to the events of the last 2 years. So those are two examples that really jump out at me.
Right. As for women, you know, who are already in the workplace, who are already in a career, I mean, the pandemic was a time for a lot of them to kind of reflect on what they were doing. Some people had a lot of time and they had an inclination. And, you know, we've heard the phrase great resignation. Some people did leave their jobs. Other people, I've heard this from a lot of people, did a lot of soul searching during the pandemic and just decided that maybe they were in something that they were not enjoying as much as they would. A lot of people turned to entrepreneurship, which is something they always wanted to do, and didn't. They kind of found that there was something better, something different that they wanted to do. This is all part of what happened during the pandemic, and I assume we're going to hear a little bit about this at the conference as well.
We will hear a little bit about this at the conference. And in fact, one of our breakout sessions is really about that, you know, understanding your passion and making sure that your work meshes with your passion. You know, one of the things about a university is we are so mission driven. And that is a huge advantage when we think about talent retention, when we think about talent management. So in turning to the program itself, there is a breakout session, and I would really encourage people to look at that. And it has to do with, you know, finding purpose. It's called actually The Power of Meaning, Making Your Life, Work, and Relationships Matter. And this will be led by Emily Smith. She's author of the book, The Power of Meaning. And it speaks really, George, to what you're talking about, which is, you know, making sure that what we do as a vocation really meshes with our values.
Okay, interesting. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast sponsored by People's Bank. It's a Business West podcast in partnership with Living Local, obviously. And we're talking with Sandra Dorn. She is the president of BayPath University about the upcoming Women's Leadership Conference. Now you get a chance to kind of give us a preview, if you will, of who's coming. Talk about the headliners, if you will, the keynote speakers, and tell us a little bit more about those breakout sessions.
Well, terrific. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share this information with you. One of the themes that you identified just a few minutes ago is this theme of entrepreneurship and innovation and how people have really reflected on that over the past couple of years. Our keynote speaker, Tyra Banks, is a perfect example of what we're talking about. She was a supermodel, still is a supermodel, George, but also is a serial entrepreneur. She has created, produced America's Next Top Model. She has had an Emmy award-winning talk show, The Tyra Banks Show. She's hosted America's Got Talent. She is consistently ranked by Time Magazine as one of the world's most influential people. She has also started a line of beauty, and she has also started a food company. So all of this, she will bring all of this to the women and men at the Women's Leadership Conference. We couldn't be more thrilled. The format there is an interview format. So if your listeners have any questions that they would like Tyra to address, I would encourage them to send them to us, and we will be happy to weave them into our conversation with her, because we want to make sure that her talk, that her insights in terms of reimagining possibility, focus on what our conference attendees are most attuned to. So she is a really important, and we could, you know, keynote speaker. We couldn't be more thrilled that she's going to be joining us. Our other keynote speakers, also entrepreneurs. So thinking about women who have observed a problem, identified a problem, and then solved the problem. So Patrice Banks, she's the founder of the Girls Auto Clinic, opening up the male-dominated automotive industry. So she brought a fresh perspective. She identified an issue, and now she focuses really on the consumer. All her employees to date have been women. And so she is really focused on how to disrupt this industry of fixing cars, of looking at cars, of making sure that everyone is safe in terms of mechanics. Her mission, right? To bring car maintenance, to make it accessible. So she is a very inspiring speaker. She also has a hair and nail salon at her auto clinic. So really one stop, full service. Can't wait to hear about her journey. Mm-hmm. In addition, we have Christine Cashman, who is also very well known. She will be inspiring us with her speech. And then of course we've got our breakout sessions. So four breakout sessions, one of which we talked about the power of meaning. We also have a session entitled The Misfit's Guide to Managing, Surviving, and Thriving at Work, which I just love that title. It's led by Jennifer Ramolini. She is a writer, speaker, and she has experienced so much of what we're talking about. So we have a third and fourth breakout sessions, all focused on meeting women's needs, where they are. One is titled Staying Sane with Disruptive Personalities in the Workforce. And George, we've all encountered disruptive personalities. It will be presented by Dr. Ramani Durvasula. She is a licensed clinical psychologist in Los Angeles and a professor of psychology. So she is going to bring her work around neuroscience and around psychology to our attendees. So very exciting. And then the third session, the real role of gut instinct in managing complexity and extreme risk. This session will be led by Laura Wang, a professor at the Harvard Business School, and author of the book Edge, E-D-G-E. So you can see by the diversity of our speakers, by the robust topics, and it's really going to be an exciting event. In addition, we have over 40 local companies exhibiting, offering opportunities to interact with entrepreneurs, offering opportunities, of course, to meet BayPath students and alums. And there will be alums from, you know, other organizations there, but just offering that intense mentoring. And at where we started, the opportunity to build a community of advisors so that every woman who attends, as we always have, we'll leave there with new friends, new professional contacts, and we hope that they will strategize around solutions and build this community of advisors. Because as we all know, in the world that we live in, there are times when we say, ooh, you know, who am I going to call to help me solve this? Who can help me think this through? And so that is one of our main goals of this conference, is to provide those resources.
All right. So having been to the conference several times over the years, I thought the best thing about it was you listened and you learned and you could take things that you could take right back to the office that day. And that was right. That was great. You didn't
exactly.
You heard from things and then you could just take it right back. It was a tremendous learning experience. If people haven't been, I assume there's still time to sign up. How many people are we expecting?
There is over 1,000. And George, okay. You're going to be there this year too, right?
I will be there. Yes.
I'm fantastic. Really looking forward to it, so. Fantastic. So
all right.
We look forward to seeing you. And as George said, we still have the opportunity for a few more tickets if people are interested. We hope you will go to the Bay Path website and register. There still is time. And again, April 1st, Mass Mutual Center. It's a full day event of exciting opportunities for collaboration.
Okay. All right. President Joyen, thank you very much for coming on today. A lot to think about. We wish you luck with the conference this year. It is great to have it back. Downtown Springfield welcomes it back, and I'm sure everyone in this region is just happy to have the conference back. So good luck with that. And thank you for being on again.
All right. We will see you on the 1st.
Okay. We'll see then. And thank you to all of you for joining us. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.